You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the best bits. This is Just the Bits. I'm Morgan, and I'm going to break down the Bobby Bones show from this week. But this one is a little bit different than usual because Thursday and Friday were our St. Jude Radiothon. And I'm not going to include those bits here because you can see all those performances up at BobbyBones.com. But I'm going to break down Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday because we did have some awesome segments this week, so we can't not do a best bits. Here we go, coming in at the number 7 spot. A listener called in and wanted to know Bobby's thoughts on the crazy ticket prices for concerts lately, and of course, all the chaos around Taylor Swift, Tyler Childers, and potentially Morgan Wallen with tickets going on sale and fans not being able to get tickets without them being astronomical prices. So Bobby gave his thoughts and shared a little bit of behind the scenes to maybe help understand things a little bit better.
Number 7.
Let's go over and talk to Josh in Virginia, who's on the phone.
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
There's an elephant in the room, and I think it needs to be addressed by some of the mainstream artists. I know everyone has seen what happened with the Taylor Swift tickets and the scalping that went on about how tickets, you know, went from $600 to $3,200. Well, the same thing just happened with the Tyler Childers tickets. I don't know if you're saw that too. What can be done about these scalpers, and what should be done?
So I tell you a personal story first. The show that I did at the Wynn in Las Vegas was a Ticketmaster show. Now, I don't sell tickets to where if they all sell fast, the tickets go up in price. Some artists will allow that, meaning there's a word, there's a term for it, meaning is the more in demand they get, the more expensive they are. I would compare it to you're getting a flight on Southwest. And the fewer seats there are left, the more those seats cost. So if there's two seats left, they may be $500 seats because you didn't get there early. So there is that that happens. And that is, the answer is legislation. However, here's what happens to me. I go to the Wynn. Ticketmaster's the biggest. They have all the infrastructure. They're easy to use. So I use them, but I don't set my tickets like that. It's called a dynamic pricing.
Okay.
Mine are just boom, straight through. But they have bots now that can go and buy a bunch of tickets quickly and then immediately list them and resell them. So I come on the air and go, don't buy the resale tickets. And maybe you've heard me say that so much that it's annoying to people, but a ticket that would cost $90, $70, depending on where you sit at the show, at my shows, is $600. And I'm going, it ain't that funny. Don't buy those tickets. Because I don't make the money. You know, the charity that we work with for every single show doesn't make any money. It's literally just the person who bought the ticket and is reselling it, which is a bot. So what can the artist do? Maybe not do dynamic pricing. But the other way, if tickets aren't selling super well, the prices can go down. And it helps actually fill up the place. So it's not just artists being selfish, but it's really just legislation, honestly. They're going to have to do something to fix that. And you know, I don't want to hate on just Ticketmaster because this happens at a lot of different places. They're just the biggest. So, yeah, it's very frustrating, Josh. I absolutely agree. And I try all that I can to make sure people that want to come and watch me perform don't get suckered. But I'm doing a theater of 2,000 a night, and they're doing stadiums of 80,000, and they can't say that to everybody like I can. So the answer is, it's got to become such a problem that somebody goes, hey, we need to step in and create some rules that they cannot do this. And until that happens, and until it becomes something popular for politicians to go, I'd want to do it, they're not going to do it because politicians only do what they have to do to get reelected. So the answer is, the real answer is, I give you a piece of advice. If there's an artist that you really love, get into their fan club. It doesn't cost anything, and you have first access to tickets. For example, if Morgan Wallen has verified fan, you can get in that and get tickets a bit early as a verified fan. Taylor Swift has the same deal, although that was a whole different monster. Yeah. But Josh, there is no easy answer here. Some artists have the clout to actually do what Eric Church does, but most don't, unless you're just massive. And you can't fault the artist because everybody's just trying to work, make their living, provide for their family. But I appreciate you asking that, and I wish I had a better answer. I wish I had a better answer for me, too, because I've tried different things. And I found my best technique is to get on and go, don't buy those tickets. Don't buy resale tickets. But it also leaves sometimes empty seats in places because they weren't able to resell them for five times the amount.
Yeah.
And there's a block of four seats, and I'm like, I guess everybody hates me now. Nobody wants to come to my show. And I'm all sad and freaking out. But in reality, the ticket was bought.
Yeah, mm-hmm. By a bot.
But it was still bought at the original price, and it still counts as a set. But I'm like, I guess everybody hates me now. I'm never going to make it. Josh, that's what I have for you, buddy. I'm sorry that's not a better answer, but that's what I got right now.
Hey, anything helps, right? I mean, I think people need to be more aware of don't buy, you know, the resale tickets. I mean, unless you have that type of money.
Right.
But, I mean, for your instance, for your show, if you notice that your Las Vegas show sold out within 5 minutes, do you kind of scratch your head and like, hey, that's not right. I think we need to cancel these and resell them, or do you just let it ride?
I don't have that kind of authority, honestly, to go, let's cancel the show. I'm not Eric Church. And I didn't sell out in 5 minutes. I did sell out in a day, which I thought was really good. And I would say it was probably like 15% bots who bought the tickets. So that's not so much that I'm like, okay, everybody's getting screwed, but it was enough so I could come on and go, don't buy those tickets. I'm not worth it. And we were going to do a second show, and that got messed up. But, yeah, you got to have a lot of power to cancel a show. And Church, there's only a few artists that can do that, so don't fault the artist. Just try to be a verified fan or get in the fan club because you do get early access to stuff. That would be my best advice.
Okay. All right.
I wish I could fix it. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think I should be ruler of the world and fix stuff like this.
Well, maybe when you do get into politics, you can.
Mm-hmm.
If
this is why I get in,
or end of the world.
Well, you would be the one that would understand this is the problem and want to.
Yeah, not even so much about the music part. It's just the people that are
getting.
For
the people. Yeah.
They want to do stuff and they can't.
Yeah.
Josh, thanks, buddy. Hope you have a great day.
All right, y'all too.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Recently, Jackson Dean was on our show, and when he came on, I tagged him in a photo on Instagram, and in that tag, it happened that our DMs popped up with him. And I saw that way back, like back when Jackson Dean was 15 years old, he sent us a video of him covering an original song. And I hadn't seen it until that moment when he had just stopped by our show. So a crazy video that we shared this week just as a cool reminder to see where life can happen in like 7 years. I think he's 21, 22 now. And when he was 15 years old, he sent the show a DM and we just never saw it until now. And now he has a number one song. So super crazy story and really cool moment. You can hear that right now.
Number six.
We had Jackson Dean in studio. He performed. It was awesome. This is his song that went number one. Listeners loved it. He's so good live. So this is cool, though, because he tagged us in something, and you can go back and look and see if there's any DMs that have been exchanged over the years. Morgan found one. How old was he when he sent us a DM?
He was 15 years old.
What?
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
And what did it say in the DM?
He tagged us in a video of him singing his own song, and he said, I don't mean to be obnoxious, but my name is Jackson Dean. I'm 15. This is what I want to do for my life. Please, if you have any thoughts about this song that I wrote, I would love to be on your show.
We never saw it. He was a 15-year-old kid, but he sent us this video. Do you want to hear him at 15?
Yes.
Here we go. He already sounds like he's 30 there.
Right. Uh-huh.
But isn't that cool? He was 15 reaching out to us.
Yeah.
Man, what a hustler. Like, just working.
I wish I would have known this when he was in.
I know. It didn't pop up until we tagged him, and then it showed the previous messages he sent.
That's pretty cool. 15 years old messaging us. We should play a song now, because, listen, we made him.
Oh, yeah. From 15, dude.
Hey, we've known this kid since 15. We'll see how quickly this narrative changes.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Getting us in the Christmas spirit is a lunchbox. He called a place and tried to buy the 12 days of Christmas gifts, but he didn't do his best. I'm not quite sure what happened in this call, but whether he should have sang it or if he should have like done it in a different way, I don't know. But he just read it off, and it was his idea of getting us all in the Christmas spirit. But nobody has to get me in the Christmas spirit. I've been in it since November 1st, okay? I'm ready to go.
Number five.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
I feel like we have not been in the Christmas spirit enough on this show. I haven't heard enough Christmas music. And so I thought I would cheer us up, and I called a store trying to buy the 12 things of Christmas. 12 days of Christmas.
What's,
I guess.
Like a one crappy horn, two. Yeah.
Turtle doves.
Turtle Jim,
three French.
Partridge. And,
yeah. That song just did not last, did it?
No.
It died. I don't know any of that. But I do know the song, the
Eight
first.
Milds of Milking. Maids of milking.
Golden geese.
Five golden rings.
Four calling
who do you
birds.
Call?
Three. I call it a department store.
Who says department store?
He does.
My girl.
You don't want to say what it is?
I didn't want to say. I was just trying to. It was really a grocery.
Big chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grocery store.
Yeah. But
okay, so not a department store.
Well, isn't that a department store?
No. Department store's got clothes and departments.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a grocery store now is clothes.
Well, no, it's a super center.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, here we go. Here's Lunchbox calling. And trying to buy all this stuff. Go ahead.
Yes, I need 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a milking, 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 gold rings, 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a
pear tree.
Yeah, so which one of those can you get for me?
I don't have any of them.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Can you check in your computer and see if any of your other stores have them?
I don't think any stores would have them.
You don't think any of them have 8 maids of milking?
Oh, interesting.
You're wasting this guy's time.
Oh, for sure.
I think if you called them and were serious and be like, hey, I'm just like, do you have a, I don't know how many you have in stock there. Do you even have 10 lords of leaping? Like, if you ask, like, a Siri, I think you would get it. He knew you were singing.
Oh.
I think if you hit him up and we're like, hey, listen, I got 4, but I'm supposed to have 6 geese a-laying. Do you have 2? And see if they catch on. Just do
I
a few
you.
Of them, yeah.
Instead of just
singing the song, which sounds like you're just prank caroling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it, though. It's a good.
And then he started singing with me, which was I thought was pretty fun.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lunchbox. Merry Christmas. Good tidings.
Merry Christmas.
Good tidings.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
When you get a little drunk, you might do some things and you're kind of like, why did I do that? Well, we talked about that this week because a girl ordered a crap ton of nuggets from a place after the World Cup. She had a good time, you know, drunk ordered a lot of nuggets, and I mean a lot of nuggets. So basically, we talked about the things that we've ordered while we've been drunk, and they're pretty funny. Across the board, it's probably something you have done. If you've happened to be drunk and get yourself online and buy something, you've probably done one of these. But if you have even crazier ones than ours, please hit us up because these are probably my favorite stories.
Number four.
It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Are you guys kind of feeling it a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have you guys done any shopping for other people?
Yeah.
No.
You have?
Yes.
How much percentage-wise have you done?
50%.
Pretty good. I have deemed this practical Christmas. So I'm going to get the people that I get gifts in my life good gifts. They're going to be very practical. And that doesn't mean they're not going to be good, but there's going to be stuff you use. I do my hand like the stars. A practical Christmas.
Ah.
So I've been, you know, and more gift cards this year than ever before. And I'm not a big gift card guy, but I can just dial in and know exactly the gift card that you will use. And so we're doing, and I'm getting Morgan a gift in our gift exchange here. But it's a practical Christmas.
But Ray, how do you, for her?
Yeah.
For the show?
It's the theme this year. Practical Christmas.
Okay.
For me. Ray, how do you know a gift I bought somebody?
Yeah, I mean, through the grapevine, I heard of a gift that you've already given. It's not even Christmas yet to somebody. Like, a crazy gift. But it's practical. It fits the theme.
What? Don't say who it is. What is it?
A mode of transportation?
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Ryan, I saw that. I was like, dang.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dang!
Hey
guys, I didn't know.
Okay, someone posted their scooter online.
No, that wasn't Chris. Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you were right.
No, I don't think that's what people are getting.
I was like, dang, that means it's going to be a good Christmas around here.
I didn't buy anybody a scooter. Okay. That's what it was. Okay. That wasn't really a Christmas gift. I guess it could. You know what? I did say, let's count this as a Christmas present. So does that count?
Yes.
And it's practical.
I better.
You don't even know what it is.
I do.
Hey, a mode of transportation.
You want me to tell you what color it is, too?
Oh. What?
Red.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He knows.
It's a car. It's a car. It's a car.
Dang! That's very practical.
That's very practical. Very practical. Okay. I mean, I'm just thinking 05 Altima.
Anyway, moving on. Amy needed a car. So I got one.
Yeah, you know.
There is a Christmas market selling $265 hot dogs.
What's in it?
You have to wait 40 minutes to get it. At Rudolph's Christmas Market, the high-end hot dog costs anywhere from $250 to $270. Taking 40 minutes to prep, the hot dog has Kobe beef sausage, white alba truffles, some sort of champagne foam, gilded peppercorn, and chocolate crumble. Customers call the hot dog dramatic. Anyone who orders it had best chew slowly and enjoy the moment.
Wow.
Okay.
That is, I mean, it looks awesome.
It does.
$265. I just can't imagine paying, any that amount of money for anything to eat. Unless there's like a souvenir of a gold bar on the table with it. But that's from Lad Bible. But it does look really, really good.
How big is it?
About yay big.
Okay, so
it's like a foot long hot dog.
So like you could get it going on with friends and you each get a bite.
Yeah, but then you're fighting over who got the biggest bite and you've all paid so much money.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. This woman, she was drunk. She ordered 160 McNuggets, speaking of food, celebrating the World Cup. She was so drunk, but she ordered 160 McNuggets.
Wow.
Obviously, she couldn't eat them all. And she didn't even know she ordered so many and they all get there. She's just hammered. That's from the New York Post. You ever order anything drunk? Like you don't, maybe you're drunk when you order it and you do remember it, or maybe you're not drunk. I've never been drunk. I wish I had been a lot. That'd be fun. Sounds fun.
Drunk is fun.
Yeah.
Drunk is fun.
You ever order anything drunk? Morgan, ever anything drunk?
I have. I've ordered clothes, and they always come back and show up, and they do not look the same when I order them.
Do you usually like them?
No. I've sent most of them back, and I'm mad at myself when I do it.
What does drunk Morgan like to order? Bold clothes?
Yeah, a lot of leather. I don't really know why.
I know why. All right, you told us enough.
Amy, ever ordered anything drunk?
Does Xanax count?
Sure.
On Earth?
Because, I've shopped on that.
In a different state, yeah?
I mean, I didn't mean to, but...
That's kind of the point, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm with Morgan. Clothes, for sure.
Oh my goodness.
A lot of clothes. One time it was a lot, and I'm glad I was able to return them.
Eddie?
Not Xanax.
You ever order anything drunk?
Does pizza count? Like, when you're drunk, dude, a hot slice of pizza sounds great.
Okay.
No, but that's something you want, and when you're there, it arrives, you're happy. You're like, oh, I want some food.
It's the best feeling in the world, isn't it?
It is. It's great.
So you order pizza?
Pizza, and more beer, probably. More alcohol. If you're drunk, you're like, give me some more. Give me some more.
Yeah, dinner for the whole table. That's happened.
You've done that?
Yeah.
You've had too much drink and you just bought...
Well, you just... Maybe not even too... You have one or two drinks and then you're like, you know what? It's all on me.
Wow. You're very generous with your wallet.
Let's have those dinners.
Shots? Shots at the bar? You'll buy a whole round of shots for people?
It's fun.
Should try it, Bones. Well,
Merry Christmas, everybody. Food, real quick. I want to help Amy out here. If any of our listeners out there have Plumpy Nut...
Excuse me?
Plumpy Nut. If any of the listeners out there have Plumpy Nut.
One nut?
Well, it's a Plumpy Nut.
If you know it, then you know it. Plumpy Nut is something that was served to my daughter at the orphanage in Haiti. And it's for kids that have malnutrition. And it's this peanut butter paste. But she brought it up the other day and she asked for it. And I want to put some in her stocking for Christmas as a surprise because I feel like it's like nostalgic for her. And she's like, oh my gosh, it was my favorite. I loved getting Plumpy Nut.
So you can't, I loved government cheese as a kid because we had it all the time. It's how we ate cheese. We'd stand in line, we'd eat government cheese, government pudding. I love the taste of government cheese because I had it as a kid. Right. Now, it'd be like me going, I can't buy government cheese, but if anybody knows where I can get the government cheese, I'd like
it. And like, you'll pay for it. And I'm not asking for it for free, but I tried to go to the website and it's distributed to relief organizations and different nonprofits that work and distribute the Plumpy Nut. So, and they give it out and I'm not looking for it for free, but I want to buy some, but I also am not going to buy pallets. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't know if anybody could get their hands on some Plumpy Nut.
He's asking me what my project is. Well, hey, my friend's kid wants
practical Christmas
some.
Plumpy Nut.
Ooh, that's not bad.
It's crazy because Plumpy Nut, you can eat that. And also my nickname in college.
Oh, boy. Let's
go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
November just ended, so of course we had to award an employee of the month for November. And very exciting stuff because Amy was awarded for the first time her employee of the month award. She was super excited, shared her speech. And really, this one, there was no anticipation. We just got straight to the point, and Amy is our employee of the month for November. A great way to go out of 2022.
Number three.
All right, employee of the month. Let's do it. This is for the month of November. I know here we are, December 7th, but it's been a crazy last week or so. Lunchbox is sick. He's not here, but he's also not able to win because Abby blocked him for 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Her prize was blocking him from employee of the month. Now, here's what we're going to do. This is a wrinkle. Whenever someone else wins it, their prize can actually be bringing Lunchbox back in for next month.
Oh. But who would do that?
Why would someone do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I feel bad that he got bumped for 3 months, but what's the other thing you get to do?
Well, there's a lot of things. Hey, Lunchbox, you there, buddy?
I'm here. Listen, guys. If you want to bring me back, I know you're scared of competition and you don't want the best person in for employee of the month, so I'd understand why you wouldn't bring me back. But show your guts. Show, you know, that you have some gusto and you're not scared of me. Bring me back.
Hey, so Lunchbox is not here because he says he has it coming out of both ends.
Yes.
So we're cool with him staying away. Even out of one end, stay away. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's sick. But let's do Employee of the Month. So if I call your name, just give a little quick speech. That means you didn't win.
Yeah, it's tough.
Okay, Employee of the Month for November. By the way, if you win, you can spin the wheel of cash. You can do some self-promotion. You can block someone for 3 months. You can also block Lunchbox for another 3 months if you...
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Or you can bring Lunchbox back, okay?
Okay.
All right, Employee of the Month. The first person that is not Employee of the Month is Eddie.
What?
You didn't win.
I am the first one out?
You're not Employee of the Month. What would you have said had you won?
All right, let me shift my thought here. Oh, okay. Wow. Thank you guys so much. You know, I want to say that my strategy finally worked. I was thinking, I have no chance of getting this award. So what I did is I acted like I wasn't paying attention. I got punished and I barked like a dog. And stuff like that you do so you can get that award.
For the show. Wow.
I did it for the show and it finally paid off. So thank you guys for realizing that. You never know with me now. I may do this for the years to come.
Hey, Lunchbox, who do you think should win Employee of the Month this month?
Oh, it's easy. It's going to be Amy. Amy had a stellar month. I mean, just with her movie coming out on Netflix, she
HBO Max. That.
I think Amy is the head and shoulders winner of Employee of the Month. It's no doubt.
Her Netflix special?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching.
You know it was HBO Max. And do you know what it was called, Lunchbox?
Home for the Holidays.
Close enough. And did you watch it?
No, not yet. I haven't been able to find it on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't been home.
He hasn't found it on Netflix. You're not going to find it. You know what? Employee of the Month for the month of November, for the first time ever, is Amy. Let's just give it to her right now.
Wow!
Wow.
Amy!
She has never won Employee of the Month. She won because, one, the mysterious package that was sent to her. She revealed it. Is that the drug that starts with H? Mm. It was a segment years in the making. We also learned a lot from the officer who called in to talk about it from that story. She made her movie debut on HBO Max with Holiday Harmony. There was lead up. There was Brooke Shields on with us. She's been unsuspectingly funny in the last month, raw and honest. She got Reese Witherspoon to offer up reading lines with her in an audition. Probably won't happen, but it was cool to hear. Here she is with her speech, our Employee of the Month for the first time ever, Amy. Wow, Amy. Come on. Go ahead. Say your speech.
Okay, what I have prepared... Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
No. You won.
Until now.
Boom. There we go.
She got us.
Okay.
Pumped to finally receive the honor of Employee of the Month. But everyone knows that we are a team. T-E-A-M. Which together, everyone achieves more. Go team. Pretty sure Michael Jordan said that. And he's like one of the best basketball players in the world, so go team.
Doesn't sound like a Michael Jordan thing to say.
No, it really doesn't.
Team is spelled MJ.
That's
all. Oh,
is he
really not a team player?
Watch the documentary.
He's the best. Okay, so here are your options. You can spin the wheel for money.
Mm-hmm. What are the cash options again?
Well, it goes all the way up. You can win like 100, 200 bucks.
Okay.
You could
not bad.
Bring Lunchbox in from the rain, the storm.
Yeah.
Or you could suspend him for another three
months. I mean, because he sounds like he's super supportive of me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. What are you going to do? You can have personal promotion.
Oh.
Parking spot.
But when I'm not using it.
Oh, right.
We're bringing in the wheel in case you choose the wheel of cash. It's walking in now. The most money that you could win looks to be $300.
Wow.
Dang.
That would be awesome.
Amy, what are you doing?
Lunchbox, why should I bring you back?
Oh, because you're not scared of competition, Amy. You actually have, you're a real talent.
Okay.
Oh. These other jokers know they aren't very good at their job, so they're scared to go up against the best. And you know you perform, so you're like, you know what? Bring on the competition.
Okay. I'm going to go with self-promotion.
Self-promotion. Wow.
That's the
okay. We love it. So she dangles the carrot in front of Lunchbox and says, no, you horse, you can't eat that. And eats it right in front of him.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay. How long did she get, Mike? 30 seconds.
Oh, wow, 30 seconds?
Yeah, self-promotion.
Okay.
Do you want it now or do you want it later?
What do you think?
You can have it now.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. And here's Amy's self-promotion.
Okay, so if you would love to check out my podcast, that would be awesome. Or not even if you'd love it. If you'd like it, it's 4 Things with Amy Brown. Wherever you listen to podcasts, I have 2 episodes a week, Tuesday and Thursday. And then on Saturdays, I have a podcast called Outway that's dedicated to eating disorder recovery. And then on Instagram, you can find me at Radio Amy. I'm also that on Twitter and TikTok, just not as active there.
Got 5 more seconds.
Come on,
okay,
Amy.
At Radio Amy.
No. Says that over and over. Hey, that's pretty good use of power there. I like that. Good win. Lunchbox, how do you feel? You're sick. I know. I know. You got to come in at both ends. But how do you feel about that?
Oh, I thought it was terrible. What a terrible decision. I mean, a coward decision. Oh. Very scared of competition. And then she didn't even use her whole time. It was absolutely brutal. Everybody already knows you have a podcast.
No, they don't.
That was a waste of your Employee of the Month.
They don't. I bet not everybody knows.
Do you want to promote something, Lunchbox?
Yeah, you can.
Tough. Turn them down, Ray. That's what you get.
Yeah.
That's what you get for jumping on the bed.
Tough cookies.
All right.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Blind Karaoke Sad Country Love Songs Edition went down this week, and I'm just going to spoiler this because I am terrible at this game, okay? I was so disappointed and defeated after I did this part that I went to Lunchbox after and was like, dang, that was really bad, huh? And he was like, yeah, that was pretty bad. And I felt even worse about myself. And I'm just telling y'all, I am really good at a lot of things, but retaining information is just not one of them. And that is a big struggle for me on the show sometimes with games and with competitions because I just cannot for the life of me remember things. And in this instance, when I got a crazy old song that I have not heard in probably over 10, 20 years is the one that I had to sing. Yeah, I was screwed. Okay, I was screwed from the beginning. So don't give me too bad of a hard time. You want to troll me, that's fine. Roast me. Actually, you can roast me, but you cannot troll me. That is what we're going to go with after you listen to this blind karaoke segment.
Number two.
A couple things I want to introduce. First of all, this wheel. On this wheel, there are a lot of slow, sad country songs. Now, you may ask, why is that on the wheel? Play the voicemail from the listener, Ray.
I just wanted to suggest maybe doing sad country songs for blind karaoke. Think it would be hilarious. Let me know what y'all think.
The second thing I want to introduce is, platinum superstar. Jordan Davis is here to judge.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
This is the by first
Dirt.
Time.
Oh. Hey, by Dirt, that. Greatest song of all time.
That's facts.
Celebrity. But you don't get
it. At least the last year.
You're bribing.
That yeah, that's a good one. What about, he ever singles you up if he's ever stupid enough?
By Dirt's better.
Okay.
Hey, I just did a thing where, they asked me what my breakout moment was when Bobby Bones Show played Singles You Up.
Really?
And it blew up my social medias.
Is that a real story?
Social
or did you
medias.
Say that? Because someone asked me in an interview lately who's my favorite artist interview, and I said Jordan Davis.
That's a lie.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a lie.
Prove it's a lie. I can't prove yours is the truth either.
No, it's coming out. It's going to be in...
mine's coming out too. Watch for it.
It's going to be in Variety.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in Vogue or whatever.
So, okay.
Yeah, Variety, sure.
He's making crap up too. So, Mike D, myself, and Jordan Davis will be the judges. Jordan, you have your phone on you over there?
I do.
Okay, so just text Mike your score.
Oh, wow. Scuba's out? He's not judging anymore?
Not today, because celebrity judge is here.
That's fine, yeah.
Scuba's sad. That's fine. Yeah, whatever.
Wait, I'm texting Mike D my score?
Your score.
Your score.
Okay.
But no one's saying yet, buddy.
I know. I'm pulling his number up.
Oh, okay. He's like, I don't have it.
He's like, I don't know what to put him
in. I don't know. He's not saying. It's awkward. Yeah. Okay. Up first, we roll the dice. Up first, singing blind karaoke, meaning she'll land on a song on the wheel and have to perform it, whatever it is, with no words in front of her. Oh, which means she has to guess words. She has to guess everything unless she knows it. It's Morgan number two.
Wow. Good luck, Morgan.
Morgan, you go to the stage and we'll spin the wheel. On the wheel are songs like Whiskey Lullaby, Drink a Beer.
Oh, boy.
Some of these songs I've never heard of.
The Dance. Hurt. That's going to be tough. Is that Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash.
Nine Inch Nails.
Johnny
really
Cash.
Hard. All right, here we go. Let's
spin that wheel.
Oh, give her hurt.
Please don't.
Give her hurt.
I don't even know.
Morgan, you will do He Stopped Loving Her Today, George Jones.
Oh, the saddest song of all time.
He Stopped Loving Her Today.
There you
today.
Go.
I don't think I know anything
he
about
stopped
that part.
Loving her today.
So, and Jordan, here's the thing. They usually don't know all the words. Sometimes they know none. So you can base your criteria on anything. It can be words known. It can be passion, how good they sing, all that together.
I mean, not knowing the words of this song is that's bad.
She's also 12.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
So,
but this is
she's also not a country artist.
I know. But this is, some say, the best country song of all time.
I think I only know it because Bobby sings it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Every day about my wife, I'm like, I messed up last night. She stopped loving me today.
Oh, man.
Morgan, good luck.
I feel bad for her.
This is going to be really hard.
I can already tell, too, that Jordan's going to be a tough judge.
Yeah.
Well, when you have an expert and a CMA, you better come in here. Ready to judge.
I love Bobby's introductions.
Ready, Ray.
Can you help me come in? Lover, today, and it's a beautiful day, and Bobby really loves his wife, Caitlin, and he sings a song to her every single day because he wants to make sure he never forgets her. And this is an important moment in their relationship because he can never stop loving her. And he prays every morning day.
Oh, God.
Still.
Oh my.
I have to stop the guests. I'm cringing. So
I don't know this song at all.
I'm cringing.
Can I just say, I'm safe. I'm going to make it.
Yeah, guys,
we're
I don't
good.
Know this song at all.
We're good.
Maybe she was doing spoken word. Yeah, I was. I was trying spoken word. But also, he died.
Yeah.
That's why I you stopped.
Your new song is?
I got nothing, guys.
Blue.
Maybe that's a great
one. Crying in the rain.
Oh,
do you
that's
know that
jam.
One?
No.
Okay, Morgan, she's out of here, everybody.
Good job, Morgan. Okay,
get your scores in there. All right.
This should be easy, guys.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about scoring. Let's just move on.
That's a tough one.
Hey,
bad luck of the draw, and also she didn't really try.
I mean, why couldn't I be in when at a time when that happens? Because then I wouldn't lose.
Exactly.
Well, you'll be back.
I thought it started out strong. I thought like maybe she was just waiting for the chorus, doing a spoken word thing.
Yeah, but you know the chorus never came.
Never went.
And never. She
never
went there.
But you make the chorus come. Do like Lunchbox. You start singing something.
I know. The only chorus I knew is. He stopped loving her today.
Like, you should have just started with that.
Hey, Jordan, I saw your score. You gave her a 1.7.
I did.
We don't really do points, but okay.
I like okay, I'll round up to a 2.
Jordan gave her a 1.7 and a banana.
Nice.
And then also an orange and a smiley face. So he's doing a whole system I'm not sure with.
Yeah, it's a, yeah, you gotta.
I'll take the sympathy emojis.
You have to decode it. Okay, I'll go 2. I'll round up to 2.
Thank you. We won't tell your score every time. It's supposed to be anonymous, but.
But that's too
when
funny.
When I saw 1.7, I was like, let's. Okay, next up. As we roll the dice, Eddie, you're up.
Let's go!
Blind karaoke, Eddie to the stage. Eddie
bring it
stage.
Home, Eddie.
I like Eddie. Doesn't even bring his headphones.
Is there, Eddie, a song on this wheel that you'd like?
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of good ones on here. Burning House, that's Cam. Ooh. Don't Take the Girl.
Yeah, I mean, Tim McGraw, you can't go wrong with that.
Drink a Beer.
Yeah, I want to see it right here.
All right.
But Eddie? I Want Hurt.
You do?
By Johnny Cash.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I hurt myself today. Come on. That's
plus 2 right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Here we go.
Well, he doesn't even have that song yet.
Spin that wheel!
Wait, I couldn't see what that
anything
was.
Anything but hurt.
Hurt myself.
Come on, come on. Today.
Eddie, you'll be doing Don't Take the Girl, Tim McGraw. Oh,
okay, man. Johnny's wow. daddy. Let's
wow.
go.
Wow. And you're for our that's listeners who maybe aren't familiar.
Take Jimmy Johnson. Take Tommy Thompson.
Yeah, dude.
Feel good about it?
Take my best friend, Bo.
Higher standards, too. Jordan, I'll judge him hard on this one.
Okay, yeah. He's fired up about it, too.
Jordan. And he gets very cocky.
Jordan, you know what you're going to like here.
Bring the heat, dude.
Why are you doing your hips at Jordan?
It's Tim McGraw.
Why are you pelvic thrusting
to
him?
You know
he's getting into Tim McGraw vibe.
It's but
Tim McGraw.
He's thrusted towards you.
What does Tim McGraw do? He emits sex.
What?
Right? Is that what you were trying to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so now I am doing that.
Oh, feel free to do
that. Guys, that's fast.
Should I take my shirt off?
Jordan, please. Jordan Davis is here to judge. Here's Eddie.
We all just vomited.
Eddie, focus up. I want to see some passion here.
Don't take the girl. Let's go.
Faith, this is for you.
I can't even look at him.
I can't.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing. When he was 8 years old, they were walking down the street. He had a fishing pole. Then the corner of his eyes, he sees a girl with another fishing pole. And he said, Daddy, you know I can't fish with another girl. So Johnny said, take Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson, take my best friend Bo, take any bones that ain't before me, and hold my fishing pole. Let's go take anyone in the world. Don't take the girl.
Okay, there
you
go.
Yeah!
Okay.
Hey, wow.
He said he was going to nail it, guys.
I'm not sure you hit every word, but...
Was that sexy?
It was.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It was.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand up right now. Okay. So, guys, write your scores down. Eddie, where did you feel about that?
Kind of messed up the chorus there a little bit, so I would deduct maybe 1 point for that.
Un poquito.
There's four fishing poles in there.
Yeah. Was one of them a fishing hole?
No.
Okay.
I think there's only one. I think there's only one fishing pole. But you know, there's a couple. That chorus is pretty iconic.
That's good.
Is it?
Yeah. It's tough. Yeah. It's tough. I can't
but
bend
I got
too
Tommy
much.
Tommy Thompson, Johnny Johnson, and
yeah,
my
and
best
Bo.
Friend Bo.
You got part of the chorus though too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I like what you did though. Oh.
I had to do a little run.
I gotta say this: the passion was good though.
Thank
I
liked you, man.
I like the.
Mike, and, Deidre, you in? Okay.
Do you want to go sit down?
All right. Oh, you gonna sit down?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There's Eddie sitting down.
Good job, Eddie. Though.
Now
proud of you,
we have two people left. We have Abby.
Oh.
And our returning champion, Lunchbox.
Woo! The champ is here!
Controversial Lunch, win ever.
Yeah. When did you, what did you win on?
I don't remember.
But he nailed
it. Crushed it, whatever it was.
Blind Karaoke. Chapter 2. Let's talk about chapter 1 real quick. Morgan came up and she spun the wheel and landed on George Jones and it was a train wreck.
Yeah, that was tough.
If you listen to the podcast, skip over that. Then Eddie.
Yeah, came hard.
You did Tim McGraw, Don't Take the Girl.
That's right.
And, we'll go over your scores in a minute. You felt pretty good though.
Oh, I did Sexy Tim.
I mean,
I don't know that that's true.
I did.
You may have attempted to.
I think it was an attempt, but okay. It was there.
Jordan Davis, Mr. Buy Dirt, Mr. CMA, Mr. A lot of his hormones are working pretty good. Look at his beard. Do you dye your beard at all?
Just a little bit.
Patches maybe.
I'm starting to go gray.
Yeah.
So I gotta get it.
I agree in that until it gets like all like strongly gray.
Yeah.
You just don't want patches.
If I just have like one, there's one little patch over here that used to be red, now it's gray. Same up here on the top. Mm. You can't just have one patch.
You dye your hair?
I don't want to say.
Wow. Country Now, there's your story.
Wow.
I don't want to come on radio and say I dye my hair, but there's a few touch ups.
We like that.
Yeah.
Jordan Davis is here.
I bring honesty here. Folks.
I like it.
I love that.
Abby.
Own it.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Very intimidated.
What song would you prefer?
What Hurts the Most or Miranda?
And why are you intimidated? Possible. Because you're sitting next to Mr. CMA?
Yes.
Mr. Bluebird Days coming out next year. The date of that album is my favorite date in the whole world. What's that album date?
February 17th.
There it is. There it is.
And he's judging really hardcore today.
Yeah.
So.
I even went points.
He did. He went 1 point.
On Morgan, which I was told I can't do. So.
All right.
I was tough on you too, Eddie, but I love you.
Thank you, man.
Abby, we're going to spin it. You're going to sing it. Let's
spin that wheel!
Now, Abby has no words in front of her. She has to go, and she gets Miranda Lambert, The House That Built Me.
Oh,
dang.
Okay. Oh, I got lucky.
Dang it.
I love this
But
song.
You got, yes, and so
beautiful
she,
lyric.
If you know it, great. If you don't, just act like you do.
Thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it.
Now, here's Abby singing The House That Built Me.
I gotta make sure I come in at the right time. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs, through that little back bedroom, is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else, thought that maybe I could find my. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
She is Abby.
Wow.
Hey.
You got the words for sure. You got the words.
I was a little nervous.
A little nervous.
Wow. You can tell.
The category is sad country songs. Jordan has his fist in the air.
That was fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Save it, Jordan.
Save it, dude. Put it in the score, buddy.
Hey, I mean, she's not going to sound like Miranda Lunch.
Exactly.
Yeah, but she
Jordan
didn't
just scored her
it.
A hang loose emoji. Wait.
What do you mean, go for it? Lunchbox is like, she didn't even go
she
for
did
it.
Go
he just
for
heard
it.
That on Idol, and like he says it.
Right. Those are words they're saying.
I mean,
right when Miranda started and the chorus came in.
I thought that was you.
You thought that was me?
I thought Amy was jumping in. I thought if I was like, wow.
Okay, well, either way, she matched up with her like so perfectly.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Dang.
Nobody's Dang. Ever guys, been that
guys,
spot
all right, guys,
on.
Relax. Everybody
okay,
just,
Abby, yeah. great job.
You did not Man, hear her. Job. She was not.
One thing, a little more passion, a little more go
that
for it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, we like that, Jordan. That's a good point, Jordan. That's a great point. Hey. Abby, Jordan Davis should have gone for it. But other than that, I agree with that.
But hey,
I
just said that.
I'm okay when he said
that. You guys act like I was crazy. I just said that.
That's so good, Jordan.
Jordan, that's a good point. That's why you got your expert.
I know. I just said that. Did you guys not hear me say it?
Good job, Jordan. Thank you for your expertise, buddy, and your insight.
Lunch, when I have great points, don't try to jump on this bandwagon.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. JD, Jordan Davis, CMA. CMA, guys, JD.
Jeez.
All right, Abby, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, up next, here he is, our returning champion.
The champ is back!
And a controversial win. Here he is.
Got the big pants and everything.
How you doing, buddy? Feel good?
I feel real good.
You always have on the big pants. You always wear
every day.
Oversized old sweatpants.
Literally what you wear every day.
Hey, you want to know how much I got these for? $12.
In what year?
Probably 2004.
There you go. That's a deal, baby.
I do like how he's already standing up.
He does.
Let's go.
He's got a little passion.
I don't understand.
It's a sad country song, man.
Okay, yeah, like, sad.
What would you like?
Listen, I'll be honest. I don't know any of those.
You know a single song on there?
Nope.
You don't know the dance?
I know that I could have missed the pain.
Yeah,
but you know, I would have had to miss the
what
dance.
What hurts the most?
You know, I'm still a little hurt from whenever.
No, I don't know that.
Lunch bashed by Dirt.
He did by Dirt, yeah.
I said it was the greatest song ever.
No, you didn't.
I don't know who, what hurts
you
the most.
You said the song was stupid.
I think Rascal Flatts, maybe.
Okay, here we go. Let's spin the wheel. Let's
spin that wheel!
Let's go!
Our final performer.
The champ.
Lunchbox, you will do Drink a Beer.
Oh, Drink a Beer. I've done that before.
Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton.
Yeah. Luke Bryan sings this. Okay.
Chris Stapleton did background vocals and wrote it.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you want to hear a little sample?
Yeah, I do.
So I'm going to sit right here on the edge of this pier.
That's Stapleton in the background.
Okay.
Watch the sunset.
It's legit.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, our returning champion, Blind Karaoke. No words are in front of him. He's just got to go with his heart and his gut and what he remembers.
Yeah.
Here is Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
This is going out to all the dead people.
Wait, no, wait, what? What?
Yeah, that's what this is for.
All dead people?
All dead people, man.
Wow.
Gotta say, it's a sad day, because you passed away. We had so many plans to go out and party and make memories, but now you're gone. My heart is breaking, and I'm crying some tears, but that's okay, because I'm going to sit right here on this pier and drink a beer, because you're now dead, and it's sad, but it's all right. I always have those memories up here in my head, you know, like when we sat right here on this pier and we drank that beer. Oh, it's so hard. It's so hard. I've been sad.
He's got a cough against it.
It's so hard.
This cough has
disgusting.
Like, you're gone, but that's okay, because I'm going to sit.
This is crying solo.
Right here on this beer, and I'm going to drink.
There he is!
Wow!
Amazing.
Wow! That's how you do it, folks.
Passion, knew every word. Okay.
Yeah, you guys thought I was really crying.
Wait! I thought you were really crying.
You went for it.
He's crying again.
10 out of 10, if I ever seen
him. He's got a cough, and he starts acting like he's crying when he starts coughing.
Man.
Okay.
No, the emotions come out when you sing a song like that.
He's had a cough for like a month and a half. It's one of those that won't leave him.
Yeah.
Paying off.
Okay.
Lunch. I mean, that was fantastic.
Thank you, man.
That's how I won last time.
That's how you bring it.
Okay, you can go sit down, buddy.
That's how you go for it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. That's what you wanted Abby to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Go for it. Okay. Jordan, if you'll text Mike your score. Mike, if you'll put your score down.
That should be easy, Jordan.
Right? Got my score.
Yeah, that was
Runaway.
I gotta say, I didn't know the verse on that either. That's one that I don't. I don't know the verse on Drink a Beer, but chorus I was pretty verse on.
Well, we had four people: Morgan, Eddie, Abby, and Lunchbox. Lunchbox is the defending champion.
Yeah. And he's saying verse and chorus. Don't know the difference.
Huh? The chorus is what's repeated in the
song. Yeah, but you did say the chorus. You sang the chorus and ended it when the chorus was supposed to start.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he doesn't hear any music in his ears.
I don't
he
hear
just
that.
Goes.
Yeah.
I don't hear the music.
We could have given him kid toy headphones with no music, and he would have sang the same thing.
He would have said the exact same thing.
In last place.
Oh, there's no doubt.
With a combined score of 3.
Dang, that's rough.
With 3 judges, that's Morgan.
Wow.
I'm going to take that.
Is that the lowest Jerry score ever?
Yeah. Wow. You know, it's like you got 1 point for just writing your name down.
I mean, yeah. You know? That was kind of where I was
at. I did some spoken word.
You did. And it is weird. Okay.
Wow.
The next person who didn't win with 15 combined. Excuse me.
Well, that's a lot of points.
No, 22 combined points.
Wow, Eddie.
And didn't win.
Wow, that's Lunchbox.
That's crazy.
No way.
Eddie.
Yeah! You added your 22. Damn. That ain't good enough for
that 22's good, though.
That's a good score.
I think so. You guys just don't like Tim McGraw. I get it. All right.
That means it's either Abby or our defending champion, Lunchbox.
Oh, back to back.
No, we know who
it
is.
Back to back.
What do you mean you know who it is?
We know who it is.
Who, Nasal?
Abby nailed it. So rude.
Lunchbox.
You saw Abby's head pop out of the window.
The winner
like,
has
ow.
27 points.
Whoa!
See how mean he is to me?
That's what I'm talking about. Wow. And I'm going to sit right. I mean,
it can't be Lunch. Please tell me it's not Lunch.
When an artist loses it on stage, you feel that.
Yeah. You started coughing and then covered up and crying. Before we announce the winner, Jordan, thank you very much.
Thank y'all.
Jordan Davis, our celebrity judge. Mike D, great job.
About to figure out if I'm ever going to listen to Buy Dirt again.
He's probably good on that one.
Okay.
Next song.
Bluebird Cafe.
No, it's The Money Isn't Real. He's like, that song's stupid. Oh. Which, that went into my score.
Oh, that's just Money Isn't Real. That's right.
Yeah.
The winner is 27 points. Abby.
Yeah!
You got 3 times. Wow. Lunchbox. Total, you only got 12 points. But
12?
Yeah. You actually finished next to last.
What?
He wanted to draw it out a little bit.
Yeah, I just wanted you to feel like you were in it, you know? You had a lot of passion, though.
I don't realize I did that bad.
All right, you guys, follow Jordan on his socials. Jordan, what is it? Jordan Kate? Jordan W. Davis? Something?
No one cares.
Oh, that's
Jordan Davis official. It's officially me.
Hey, does Jordan want to do one?
I don't want to put him on the spot because he messes it up. He'll get if he weren't an artist, I'd be like, do it. But if he gets up and tries to sing What Hurts the Most and crushes it but messes up four words, he'll kill him on the internet.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
No, it's worth it. You know why? Because he said it's the greatest country song of all time.
No, he said that about I said, George Jones. He stopped loving her today.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear that one.
Okay.
I want to play a new one. It's called Money Isn't Real. Okay. Just for you, Lunch.
I'm just saying.
Just for you.
Abby, good job. We'll be back in a minute.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
coming in hot at that number one spot. Yes, that was a pun, because Joey Logano, the NASCAR Cup Series champion, came in the studio this week, and it was such a good interview. He was so fun to listen to and just talk about his life with racing and on and off the racetrack and what things cost. It was just a really intriguing interview, and Morgan One also came in because she's a massive NASCAR fan and has been for a long time because of her dad. And she got to ask questions. So really fun interview. Even if you don't like NASCAR, even if you know nothing about NASCAR, totally listen to this. You can even go watch it at BobbyBones.com because all around, just some really fun stuff. Here it is, Joey Logano and Bobby Bones with Morgan number one.
Number one. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Joey Logano.
Joey, good to see you, man.
Thank you. What's happening?
Joey walked in and dropped a helmet off, and he said something snide, then sat down and laughed. So you brought this helmet. You're not an Arkansas Razorback football fan, I assume?
I mean, I just thought a race car helmet looked better. That's all.
It does. It actually looks really cool. We're going to leave it up here, so I appreciate that. This is my stupid question here. How much does a helmet like that cost?
By the time you're all said and done, like the actual race helmets, they're, you know, probably $5,000-$6,000 by the time you're all said and done with the radios on them. They're all carbon fiber. They're really nice and light. They got all the stuff. It's my head, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't want to cut any corners with my head.
I get it. I guess my real question is, how much can I pawn that for?
Yeah.
If I were
well, if I'm being honest, that's a replica, so you probably can get a couple $100 for it.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm super pumped you're here. And so one, the people who works closest with me, and she's been a part of my show and my life for a long time, Morgan, come over here and have a seat. Morgan is a massive fan of NASCAR, of
awesome.
You. And she's going to make sure that I ask all the good questions that hardcore fans want to know, because most of my questions are stupid. For example, you're really tall. How do you fit in a car?
I do. My car is, it's made for me, right?
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2". I'm one of the taller guys out there, but your seat, it's a carbon fiber bucket. And then they pour an insert for you. So it's a foam.
They build your seat around you,
basically?
They build
a seat to fit you, like, perfectly.
Do you do that in your real car, though? Can you be like, hey?
I wish. Because it is the most comfortable thing in the world. You would never want to leave your car if you had a seat molded directly to your body the way we do. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'd like that. Garth Brooks sent me this chair. This is my work seat.
That's what you need. You need a custom molded chair here.
No,
for
I got
the show.
One from Garth Brooks. It's way better than yours because Garth Brooks gave it to me.
Well, that's probably right.
Yeah.
That's probably right.
I'm flexing back over here.
I can't compete with that.
Okay, Morgan, that's my stupid question. What's a great Joey Logano question here that fans would want to know?
Well, this is just a nosy question I have. So you won the Clash, the first race of the season, but you kind of had to decide, am I going to potentially miss the birth of my daughter?
Right.
How does that conversation go down? I know we saw a little bit of it in the USA show, Race for the Championship, but off camera, like, how do you actually decide you may miss the birth of a child?
It was hard because, it's like the worst spot. Like, it's good and bad, right? Because like, you're about to have, you know, a great moment with the birth of our third child, our first daughter. And we're racing in L.A. We live in North Carolina. So you're all the way across the country. It's our third kid. Everyone says the third one pops out like a slip and slide. So you're like, all right, this is going to happen pretty quick. And you don't know if you're going to get home in time. I'm going to be all the way out on the other side of the country. It's going to take me at least 8 hours by the time I get on a plane, fly all the way home, drive to the hospital. I do the whole thing, and I may miss that. And then I'm going to miss the race too. And so I did what any smart husband would do and said, honey, you tell me what to do.
Mm.
And so that's what worked out. And she said, you know what? When you leave to go out there, you're there. You're full committed.
Wow.
Go racing. And then she goes, I'll be fine. I'm like, oh,
what
okay.
about if it had been
you
the first
said
kid?
This, I said,
what about if it had been the first kid, Joey? Different situation?
Gosh, I don't know. We were fortunate enough that he was born in January when we're not racing, so it was okay. It was a tough decision for sure because it's kind of the what if something goes wrong, right? Like, what if, like, you need to be there for something? And thank God everything went smooth, and the way it all worked out was perfectly. It's exactly the way we had it planned up. Was go out there, win the race, come home, we'll have the baby.
How long until you had the baby once you got back home?
It was 2 days later.
Did you get on a plane right after the race?
Yep. Right after the race, I flew home. It was the next day we went into the hospital.
Dang.
And
you got lucky.
She popped out.
I'm telling you, she wouldn't have been so happy if all of a sudden he's on like turn eight and all of a sudden the baby starts coming out. That's
awesome.
What
are you going to do? Like, it's a tough spot. I mean, it's the life we live too, because you're put in a spot, whether are you letting your family down, your wife down, by not being there, or you're letting your team down by not being there, right? They have a lot that's committed into our race team as well, right? There's a lot of bonuses, and their families relying on you as well to go do your job. So now you're like, you're stuck in the middle, and it's a, I mean, like I said, it's a great spot to be mm-hmm. because you're, it's going to be the birth of your child. It's great, but it's also a tough spot to be.
If the baby would have started, let's say she went into labor, would they have told you in your ear during the race?
So I said, you tell me like right after the race, like if we cross the start finish line, if she's having the baby, I am driving straight out of the racetrack. We're not doing media. I am driving the race car to the airport. Like, I'm going. So I didn't have to do that, which was good though.
All right. Joey Logano is here. We're talking, first of all, congrats on such a successful season. I mean, you're the, when you were coming in, there's a passion with college football fans and NASCAR fans, and there are a lot of parallels between the two. But I said, Joey Logano's coming in, and some people, you would have thought I just slapped their grandma. Now, I had not met you. You are extremely warm. You walk in the room, you're smiling, you said hi to everybody. You're a kind guy. But why would people not like you? Why? Like, what did you do to them, Joey?
Well, nothing to them particularly, like directly. But here's the thing. I think this is true in probably all sports, and it's really hard for, I think, a lot of people to understand, is that when you get in a competitive environment, like driving a race car or playing football or basketball or whatever it may be, you have to flip a switch and become very selfish. Like, because you have to win. Like, it's not about being nice. It's not about doing the right thing. It's about winning the race. That's all that matters in those moments. So you become a different person. And I think it's really hard for people to understand how you can do one thing on the racetrack and then get out, take your helmet off, and be a normal person, right? And, like, be actually kind to people, right? Mm-hmm. But that's what it is, though. Like, my job is to go out there and win and kick everyone's butt. Like, that is the job. So I get how that's kind of hard to understand, but I've also, like, tried to explain that for years that, like, we're all like that. I may be one of the more aggressive guys on the racetrack, and I think that's where a lot of this all comes from, is that I don't like getting pushed around. I always push back every time someone pushes me. So I think that aggressive nature is kind of shown a lot on the track. And when you don't get to explain yourself after the race very well, it looks like people can interpret it however they want, right? And so you get kind of both sides. Not everybody hates me. Okay,
I agree.
I'm all right.
There was a lot of love.
There's some love in there,
too. People are passionate with passion. Listen, I would like to take every Alabama football fan and shake them, because I'm market. But as individual people, I probably like most every one of them. But the groups, we don't like each other, because we almost, it's like a respective hatred. Because we love our people and we respect how good they are. We don't want them to beat our people. So all of a sudden, we don't like that fan base.
Well, you know, what's great about it is passion, right? That's what builds sports. Is that you're passionate about your team or your driver or whoever that is. And a lot of times when you're very passionate about the person or the team you like, you naturally just don't like the others because they're trying to beat that person.
They're trying to take your team down.
Right.
You know, it's funny you say that. So I do this show 5 days a week. I have a couple TV shows and I tour doing stand-up. But when I'm not working, I don't talk. Like, I live my life. Look at me. I'm the center of attention. But then when I'm not, I'm a complete introvert. Really? And so when you're saying that, like, you're super aggressive when you're driving and you're like the nicest dude when you walk in, there's a switch I kind of have to flip off. You have to flip one on. I got to flip, but it's like almost two different people. Do you, when you're driving in the, are you aggressive when you're driving on, you know, Main Street?
No, not as much. Maybe I used to be more than I should be. Kids changed all that for me. Okay. Like, you kind of, like, all of a sudden as a kid in the backseat, you know, you got to be a little smarter now. And now when someone goes flying by me down the highway, I'm like, you know,
like cars outside of racing?
Oh, absolutely. I am a huge car guy. Antique cars, old cars. That's my thing more than anything. But
you have a garage of
cars. Yeah. It's probably too much. I have a car problem.
How many?
I like shoes.
Yeah. He likes cars.
That's his shoes. Morgan, what is your next educated question for Joey Logano?
I want to go back to, like, the drama of it all, because that's one of my favorite parts. So obviously you're going to get into altercations with other drivers. It's happened. Sometimes you get into physical fights with other drivers, but then you have to race alongside them for sometimes, like, years and years to come. So what's the process of making amends? Because NASCAR fans never forget.
And they never forget. Neither do the drivers. They remember everything too. And it's going to happen, right? Because we compete against, it's the same drivers every week, right? It's a traveling circus, as I call it, is that you're going from racetrack to racetrack, racing the same cars, same drivers, same teams. And you think about other sports, football, we keep making references to football, so we'll do that. You compete against a team, and then you may not compete against them again all year, or maybe it's 3 or 4 months before you see them again. There's time to like kind of let it settle. But when like something happens 1 week, and then next week, there he is again, right in front of you. You're like, oh, what am I going to do? Right? Like it hasn't died off yet. Like it's still that feeling, the anger, it's all still there. So you react in different ways. And I did a lot of it the wrong way earlier in my career. And part of that is just coming into sports so young. I've been doing this for 15 years now, and I started when I was 18. And so just like probably everyone in this room, you did some stupid things when you were 18.
Yeah, I do them now.
I did it in front of everyone on TV, and so they remember that, and that's part of the reason why they don't like me now is another piece of
there's
that.
There's only a small group, but there's a very passionate group, Joey.
That's right. But it's kind of how you do it, right? And you have to earn respect out there, and a lot of times the best way to earn respect is by giving respect. But you also have to stay on your ground, right? You can't get pushed around either, so there's just a balance between all that.
So when I'm driving sometimes, I'll get in the car and I'll drive somewhere, and I'll be like, dang, I'm already here. I guess I zoned out. You ever like daydream and zone out while you're driving?
No, it's different. Like, I mean, yes, when I'm driving down the road, yes.
I'm like, how did I get here? Exactly. I'm already at the mall.
Or you take a wrong turn, and you're like, oh.
Or all of a sudden you wake up, you're like, why am I pouring milk on my head?
Right. In the race car, I mean, it's very intense, right? Because you're pushing yourself, your vehicle at the absolute limit. And if you lose focus for a second, you hit the wall, right? And then your race is over, right? And so your heart rate is high. It's very intense. You're focused in like this ultra focus. And so you can't really compare it very well to driving a car.
Okay, let me make this comparison because you do race a lot. So I hosted American Idol once when Seacrest was out. And I was on the show anyway, and they said, hey, we need you to host because Ryan's sick. So I go up, and I didn't feel like the moment was too big for me, and I'd done a lot of hosting things. And as I'm doing it, we're on camera, we're whatever. I find myself wondering what the score of the football game is that I'm missing because of this. Because I'm comfortable. I'm still doing an A-plus job, but I find myself. Are you ever driving in your race and you're like, man, I wonder what we're cooking for dinner tonight?
No.
Dang.
Right. No. I mean, I don't know if every driver will answer that the same as I do, but I don't. Like, I literally zone into something where it takes all my focus, where I can't. Maybe you're smarter than me to where you can handle more than one thing at once.
No, but you're greater than me. That's what it is. You're a champion.
I can't do it.
Morgan, next question.
Okay. So rookies, they have to have like stripes on their car, right?
Right, yeah.
Is there any spoken or unspoken like initiation process as a rookie? And I know you're no longer one, obviously, but when you were a rookie, did you ever have any moments with veteran drivers where you're like, wow, they're ruthless?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, so when you're a rookie in the Cup Series, they put a stripe on the back bumper. It's called the rookie stripe. So everybody knows this is the new guy, right? Like, this guy may not know.
It's like
what
driver's ed, the magnet on the car.
That's what it
like,
is. Yeah,
new driver.
Yeah, be patient with me, please. Yeah. Right? Like, it's like one of those things. And I mean, it definitely is like a lot of the drivers that have been around for a while, it's almost like they set the tone pretty aggressively with that driver, right? They try to take control of like, hey, welcome to the big league moments, right? Like, here we are, you know, this is how we race. We're not standing up for this or whatever it may be. And I went through this like a lot. And it's funny. So I went through this a lot with Kevin Harvick early in my career. And we had a couple pushing, shoving matches and back and forth on the racetrack. And it's just like it's really hard to deal with. And it's funny because now looking back at it, and I was talking to him last night, we were eating dinner together, and we were talking about some of the stuff, and I get it now. Like, now that I've been around for a long time, I realize where I was screwing up and what I was doing wrong and how I came into the sport the wrong way, and I understand why he did what he did. But I didn't when I was 18 years old. So it's funny that, like, you can go through all that, and then you can have a friendship kind of away from the racetrack and talking about it, you know, here we are. 10, 12 years later after that, but kind of funny how that all works out.
Are you familiar with the band AC/DC?
I am.
Okay. They're still here, a little before my time, a little before yours, obviously. So they have a lead guitarist named Angus Young, and he goes out and he says every night he loses like 5 to 6 pounds because he goes so hard. Now there's a lot of intensity in what you do for hours at a time in a full body suit. Do you lose weight from the time you get in the car to the time you get out? And does it affect what you eat that day or how much you drink that day?
Yes. Yes. So our race car is like, we don't have air conditioning. We don't have like a lot of the creature comforts that you guys have in your car while you're driving down the road because it weighs a lot. It robs horsepower from the car. So it gets really hot, right? So now our engines are running at, you know, 8,700 RPM, and we don't have air conditioning. So it's a quite the water heater in front of us. And you can imagine that the water temps are, you know, 250, 260 degrees. Like it's hot. Well, all that temperature from the headers, the engine, all that stuff gets just put throughout the whole car. So a good rule of thumb, it's 40 degrees warmer inside the car than the outside air temp. So if it's a 90 degree day, it's 130 degrees Jeez. Inside the car. You're in there for three and a half hours throughout a 500 mile race. You're going to sweat a lot. And you're working the whole time, right? You have to stay focused. You have to do all this. But we train for it, right? It's not like it sounds like you guys are all looking at me like, oh my God, that sounds miserable. And sometimes it is, but you train for it. You do it every week. You hydrate, you eat correctly, you do all the things. Just like any other athlete before they prepare for a game, it's the same for us before as we prepare for a race.
Dang, that's hot.
But do you have like a little fan?
I mean, he's got one of those little blower. Yeah.
I'm like, they make them on Amazon. You put them around your neck.
And that's a great idea. I do have so on top of the helmet, you see there is a little air duct on the top.
We can and plug mine in. Or the real one?
Well, and both. Huh. But and on the top and the back. They plug in, and that's where you get like outside air blowing into your helmet so you can breathe fresh air. So you don't like, and it goes through like a CO filter so where you don't get sick and all that from the fumes. Okay. So that's pretty much all you got.
Dang, okay. That's hardcore. Morgan, next question.
Okay, so you mentioned race preparation. A lot goes into it before you actually make it to the track. I want to know what area you think most drivers, like, they slack the most in, if it's the sim or what part they look forward to the least.
I think probably every driver finds their own way to prepare, right? Like, everybody finds their own way and what works for them, and you have to realize what your weaknesses are and what your strengths are and try to play to those. And you know, for me, the only way I'm going to feel confident is if I do all the prep work. So it's really like a lot of film review for me, a lot of meetings with the engineers and going through a lot of the setup stuff. Like, that's where I really feel like I can impact the team the most and where I can help myself be prepared the most when it gets to race time. But like, others go to the simulator a lot. I don't believe in the sim.
Believe in the sim?
I don't. I don't go there. There's like this racing like simulator you get in, and it's like the coolest video game of all time. But it's pretty realistic, but not all the way realistic. And so you can, like, to me, I think I can form a lot of bad habits and steer the team down the wrong direction. And so I don't believe in it 100%. So I don't go there a lot.
It worked for Ross Chastain this season.
He did a video game move, yes. Which I don't know if that's correct or not, but he did it and it worked.
Classic Ross, right? Classic Ross.
Yeah. He's like, who's Ross?
Yeah, I have no idea. Classic Ross, you know what I mean?
That's just, everyone finds their way. Like, you guys prepare for the show in different ways. I'm sure everybody has a different role and different jobs and do it differently. It's the same for us.
All right, we have two questions each. So some of my athlete friends and some that I just know of in their contracts say they can't ski or they can't bungee jump because they have obligations to their sponsor or their team. Are those in your deals with them too? Because you are an athlete for sure and you don't want to hurt yourself so you can't drive. Can you snow ski?
It says in there, just don't be an idiot, basically. It's where, like, don't go... do something and get yourself hurt. If you do, you're out.
Do you right? make That's basically decisions what it comes based on that, though? Like, if your family went to Colorado, you'd be like, I'm not going to ski.
I'm probably not going to do that. Right? I mean, I went skiing with my son, actually, this week, but he's 4, and we stayed on the bunny hill, and I was teaching him how to ski, and we were kind of going on the game. But no, I did not go to the top and try to go down because I just know I don't want to take that risk.
Motorcycles? Would you ride a motorcycle?
I mean, I ride a quad a lot. Like, I ride a lot of stuff off-road because that's... to me, that's like, it's how I grew up, and in a way, it kind of keeps me sharp when we're not in the race car. Like, there's just, think about it, it's not easy to just go practice. Like, I can't pick up a ball and go shoot hoops, mm-hmm. right? I can't just go get in a race car and drive it in my front yard and, right, think that I'm getting somewhere with it. Like, it's not that simple or easy for us. So,
video game.
There's that. There's also, to me, it's just driving something at its edge, whatever it is. Whether it's a go-kart or I love this stuff. I love driving cars.
Skydive?
This is it. No, I would never do that. Never, ever. I don't like heights. No, I'll stay on the ground. But I do think anytime you can push yourself to the limit, inside a vehicle, I think, helps you on race day.
Morgan?
Okay, I'm curious about the Nashville Fairgrounds because there's going to be a vote early next year that's basically going to help determine if NASCAR is going to race there again, and y'all have not raced there since the 80s. Why is this a track like Dale Jr. and other current drivers are so vocal about wanting to get back on the series?
I think, you know, it's a great question. That's how you know she's into this. She knows about the fairgrounds up
and
the
Ross.
Road here.
Huh? And Ross.
She knows that too. Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so very educated. I would say the main reason for the fairground, I think, is it's a very historic facility. It's not far from downtown, which is really good. I think we learned that a lot this year, is if we bring the races to the people, it is a whole different experience, right? When we raced at the LA Coliseum, right, we're racing downtown. The place was packed, and I think it was close to 70% of the people there were first-time racers, race fans, like never been to the racetrack before. 70% of the people there have never been to one before. Right? So just think about the people that we haven't really reached out to yet. So I think a lot of times bringing the racetrack to the people, the fairgrounds kind of accomplishes that. It's an old facility that has a historic vibe, right? That throwback vibe. It's kind of cool. So I look forward to it. Hopefully we can all make it work, right? We're doing that at North Wilkesboro this year at the All-Star Race. It's another racetrack that's been shut down for years. It's been shut down for, I don't know how long, 30 years?
Yeah, a long time. Dale Jr. has also been really
big on that.
About that one.
Well, he's a big throwback guy, yeah. So it makes sense. But it's cool that, like, you know, Dale Jr. was our most popular driver for years. And, you know, now that he's retired and he's doing TV stuff, but he still cares so much about the sport that he's always looking for ways to you know, keep things going along and doing different things. And he has that throwback, passion that he's always pushing, which is great.
Joey Logano is here, and not talking about anyone specifically or even yourself at all, but sometimes when guys will hop out of the car and they'll start swinging at each other, why would you take your helmet off when you, not you, but I like, if you're going to fight, why take off protection in any world? I see them take their helmet off and then go to town. Football players do it too. Like, why would you take your helmet off?
Well, I mean, you kind of, well, you have to. Like, I don't know. I feel like you have to.
Like, that's the code of ethics?
Yeah, you got to take it off.
Like, the Roman warriors didn't go, okay, time to battle. Pull your helmets off, guys. Listen, no, you leave it on in case.
It's not about being smart in that moment, okay? Like, you're already doing something stupid. You're fighting. It's already dumb in the first place. So you might as well go all out and take your helmet off while you're doing it.
Okay.
Be extra dumb.
Do you feel it if you get hit? Or are you adrenaline's just...
What, if you get punched?
Like at a race.
Oh, like in the car?
No, let's say you and me were running beside each other, and I'm like, pull over. Is that what you do, point at the side?
Yeah, that's an
pull
idea. Over. I put my blinker on after that. Yeah.
And so let's say you get in a fight, wherever you guys fight, like on the side after the race. Is your adrenaline up so much that you don't really feel it then?
It's really not that many fights.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't happen that often. It's not a hockey game. And honestly, I haven't been involved in one in quite some time now. Because mainly my son can watch YouTube now.
That's good. Your dad.
And
your
it lives forever. And so
that's why I don't fight.
Right? Like, there's better ways to handle it. Like I said, I made a lot of dumb mistakes when
I was
a kid.
Leave your helmet
so
on.
There it is.
If it happens anytime soon.
Yeah, or just handle it differently. I think that's
leave your helmet on. Yeah. I want to see you rocking in a helmet and be like, I told him. All right, Morgan, last question.
Okay, last question. I try and convert all my friends into NASCAR fans because I just feel like it's so slept on. Morgan over there knows.
She's diehard.
What's your best elevator pitch for the people listening that have never watched a race or given NASCAR a chance?
I think you got to go to one to really get the full experience, right? Like, just like most sports, like on TV is great, right, to watch and it has all that. But when you go to a race in person and you feel all the cars come by the first time, right? You have 40 cars going, 150 to 200 miles an hour by you. That feeling, you can't replicate it anywhere. Like, there's no, like, think about, like, if you've ever been sitting on the side of the road when you had a flat tire or something like that while you're waiting for AAA, and you see all the cars going by you at 70 miles an hour, and they look like they're hauling the mail, right? Like, they look like they're going fast at 70. Well, like, triple that. You know what I mean? Like, or more than double, at least, how much faster we're going, and they're loud, and they're bumping and banging and doing it. It's awesome. Like, I fell in love with this when I was a kid, when I was 6 or 7 years old, and I haven't changed a bit since then. Like, I'm always going to be a race fan first. But like, the feeling of the adrenaline, all that stuff going is cool. And then as you start to learn the detail, the technical side of the sport, the strategy side of the sport, it just keeps getting deeper, just like every other sport, right? Like, there's a casual way of watching it, and then you can just fully immerse yourself into all the details.
What are you involved in, Joey, that like brings purpose to why you race cars? Meaning, you get to do this, you get a platform. So with that platform, you like to do blank.
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's what I say, what's the why, right? Like, why do you do this? And you know, my wife said it best to me one time, once we got married a few years ago. She has been, it's almost 8 or 9 years.
Don't say it wrong.
This isn't live right now. But, and she said to me, she goes, when you're on your deathbed, do you want people or trophies? And that was kind of like the eye-opening experience for me. And I said, I want both. And I think I could do that because I think you can take a trophy and do something with it, right? Like, no one's going to remember we won the championship this year 15 years from now. No one's going to care. No one's going to know. It's just going to be a stat in a history book that someone's going to look at and it's going to move on. But if you take the platform that God's given me here to do something that impacts people for a long period of time, that's something that lasts for generations. And that's why we started Joey Logano Foundation. We give second chances to children and young adults in times of crisis. A lot of foster kids, foster families, kids that just haven't been dealt maybe the best of hands. And they just need some loving, right? They just need somebody to support them, help them, become a contributing member of society. And we work with a lot of organizations that do that. And basically, we use our race fans, our platform and all that to pour a little bit of fuel on the sparks that these other organizations are doing, right? We're trying to bring some light to what they're doing. And that's the why, right? That's the whole reason why we really do what we do. So if not, these trophies are empty cups. Like it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. So that's the main reason here.
My last, not even a real question, but you have a ring on that is a monster. What is that?
That's the championship ring from this year. So they gave this
that
to me.
Is that the real
Phoenix
one?
Dang. That's the one right there. Wow. It's a little big and gaudy. It's a little flashier than I typically am. This is a pretty flashy thing to do, but
what is it?
I felt like we're here for the banquet. It's probably like the only time that I can wear it without like feeling like I'm a,
it's a belt buckle,
little, you know?
Yeah.
Huge.
It's a belt buckle. Like we headlined the in Wyoming.
Yeah. It's Freedom.
Frontier Day. Frontier it's a big Days. Deal. So Eddie, we headlined that show and they gave us these big belt buckles and it is not as big as a ring. It's not as big as that ring.
It's heavy. Mm-hmm. It's a little much, but hey, you know what? If we won the whole thing, I might as well wear it for at least a weekend, right?
Well, I'm going to say this. You are my favorite driver.
Am I the only one you ever met, though?
No.
No? All right.
No, not at all.
Who's the one?
We've met a few. Tony Stewart Tony liked Stewart. Our feet. It was weird.
Do you know him? Feet. Do you know Tony
I know Tony,
Stewart?
Yeah.
Did you know he's maybe has a foot fetish?
I did not know this.
Yeah, okay. He was talking to her about her feet.
Yeah, he kept staring at
them. On the air or like afterwards?
No, we were at
a creepy conversation about your feet?
Race and maybe interviewing him for something and he kept looking at them and then, I don't know, what he walked away.
Well, so we don't have to spend a lot of time on this.
Yeah. I feel like I got to know more about it, though.
Okay,
okay. He said, you have nice feet. And
nice feet.
Walked
favorite
away.
Driver.
That's Morgan,
it.
Who did I just...
The foot guy.
Who did I just do the TV show with?
Kyle Busch.
Oh.
You know what, that guy, you know, here's the thing. I'll be honest with you, Joey. I get on this, and I'm not supposed to say what show it was yet, but we did a show together, and I didn't know who he was.
Uh-huh.
And I thought they brought on, like, a fan to, like, be a part.
That went over well.
And I was just confused. And I said, because his house was in the background, and I said, dang, whatever you do must pay well. I didn't know it was. And I think he thought I was kidding, but I wasn't because I didn't know who he was. And then later I realized he was a driver.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, this is Kyle Busch. And I remember somebody was like, oh, yeah, that's Kyle Busch. And what's he known for?
Because
the reaction wasn't positive when I said that to who I was with. They were like, oh, yeah, that's Kyle Busch.
He's a love him or hate him type of
okay.
Of
just
person,
a big personality.
Right? Like, he's a big personality. He's very emotional and really speaks his mind a lot. He's a character. Right, he's a character in our sport for sure. He's a very talented race car driver. He's one of the best on the racetrack.
I ended up liking him just fine. Yeah. I just didn't know who he was at first, and I thought he thought I was joking, but I wasn't. I don't know. I just thought it was a dude who I was teamed. It was a whole thing. But in the end, look at us. He's my favorite. I met him. Met Busch. I met
Denny Hamlin. You met him.
Met Hamlin.
And you know this guy Ross now.
Ross
Chastain,
bro. Watermelon Man.
Joey, you're awesome, man. You can't, you know, sometimes I'm a little hesitant or a little apprehensive, but yeah, you're the guy. You're my guy.
All right. Well,
like
thank
the
you.
Nicest guy.
I awesome. Gave you a helmet. I kind of bought your love, but
no,
that's okay.
You know, it actually put you a quarter step back because I was like, he's trying to buy my love.
Oh.
But then.
Now, I should have gave it to you afterwards.
No, no, it's still good. I like
it's
it.
Still good.
Yeah, okay. I like it. All right. Okay, listen, you guys follow Joey at Joey Logano. That's my new favorite driver. I'm gonna be watching.
Thank you.
Get on the track, shift your gears, win some stuff. And
that's what we do.
That's it, same. Right?
So what do we look for to make sure it's your car?
Number 22.
22.
That's okay, it.
Is bright, it always
it's
yellow.
Bright
Pennzoil
Shell
Ford
Pennzoil,
Mustang.
Bright yellow and red car. Okay. You can't miss it. It's
he's
the one that stands
the
out
front.
The most. It's good.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Yeah,
up
I like that.
He's the guy winning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, but there. Once they start going in circles, you can't tell.
Well, they don't
who's...
show the people in the back when, I mean,
okay.
You'll see. It's the yellow one. It stands out. It's one of the only yellow cars
that's
out
easy.
There.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Big fan here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Here he is, our friend, Joey Logano.
All right, guys. Thank you.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I hope you all have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for hanging out with me on the best bits, just the bits. Make sure you check out part one with Raymundo. We talked about some other funny drunk stories that we have and some DMs that Ray has sent, and they've kind of come back to haunt him or embarrass him, however you want to say that. We also talked about a few other things that we've done this year for the first time. And, you know, if there's one thing that we've paid a lot of money for, just a fun overall hangout with Ray on part one. But even if you don't listen, you just listen to this to get caught up on the show. I'm glad you're here. I love y'all so much. Make sure you follow me at WebGirlMorgan on all the things, or you can follow the show at Bobby Bones Show. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye, everyone.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.